heard a game that's been circled on a lot of calendars for several months because it is the first game in the newly renovated Ralph Wilson Stadium. The architectural firm that handled the renovation is Populous, the leading architectural firm for stadiums and sports venues around the world. Joining us on the line, senior architect and principal for Populous. He's been overseeing the Ralph Wilson Stadium project, Kelly Kearns. Kelly, thank you very much for being with us on the show tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Are you, in fact, I think we talked or we discussed, are you in Orchard Park? Are you putting the finishing touches on this right now?
Yeah, there's about six of us on our staff here. Quite a few of our guys have been working here the last 2 months, spending most of their time on site, helping put on the finishing touches.
How does it look? What do you think?
It's exciting. It's going to be a major improvement and a game changer for the fan experience.
Let's talk about that for a second. We're on the line with Kelly Kearns, senior architect and principal for Populous, about the renovation at Ralph Wilson Stadium. You've done several other renovations. How did this one I know you did Arrowhead at Kansas City. You were involved in that project. This one is not quite the extent or the scale of what happened in Kansas City a couple of years ago, right, Kelly?
No, it's not as big of a makeover, but what is similar to Arrowhead is that, you know, it was a Arrowhead as well as the Ralph have always been great stadiums to see a game from when you're in the sea, and they have great tailgating experiences, but a lot of things between those two experiences were subpar compared to, you know, modern stadiums. And
yeah.
So with this renovation, the Bills really focused on improving the fan experience, so everybody that comes out, they'll be able to see a lot of effort was put into improving the concourses and making a great experience for the fans.
You know, Kelly, over the years, and Ralph Wilson Stadium, 41 years old now, over the years people have referred to that stadium as having good bones. What do they mean when they say that, and is that accurate?
Well, I think in the case of the Ralph, it's really about the seating bowl. The seats are close to the field. You know, there's both good and bad with the tight seating. It's not as much room maybe as in a new stadium, but the result of that is that it places the fans much closer to the action. You don't really get that in a new stadium.
Tell me about access and egress from the stadium, a big issue, I guess, when it came to what the Buffalo Bills and their fans were looking for. What have you done to improve getting in and getting out of the stadium and moving around the stadium, in fact?
It's going to be much more of a design experience. Before, kind of the way people got in was just organic. It kind of evolved over time. And so now there's going to be a much more clearer path and a wider path and entry plazas that have been designed to accommodate people as they move through the gates. There's new entry gates that are clear to find, and there will be space for more ticket takers and more scanning equipment so that people can get through more efficiently and enjoy their time in the tailgating, but not hassle getting into the stadium.
Yeah, Kelly, I've read and seen, actually, the so-called buffer zones. Essentially, the main entryways to the stadium itself have been bumped out. What does that do for access and egress from the stadium and moving around in there?
Well, what it does is it allows people to get through the ticket taking and then kind of collect themselves, meet up with their friends after they get through the tickets, and then move around the stadium after they've been ticketed, but circulate around the outside of the stadium, as well as then if they choose to, they can easily get into the new ramps on the west side or the large monumental stairs at both 50-yard line plazas and enter the stadium. So it's going to be a much cleaner and more efficient way of getting in the stadium.
As you walk around, especially on the west side, there are those giant boulders along the ramps there. Somebody told me those were actually taken from the old War Memorial Stadium site. Is that right?
I think there are a few of those, but they are regionally sourced rocks from the area.
The other thing I want to ask you about, it's I believe outside the Bill store, and actually we had a tweeted in question about this. There was dedicated bricks on the at the press box entrance to the stadium, and I believe those have been removed and replaced outside the Bill store on the Abbott Road side. Correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And how when you look at little touches like that, I mean, these are things, obviously, that stadium means something to people. People actually purchase those bricks as a memorial in some cases to family. So there had to be quite a bit of attention to detail in some of the little things like that as you move through this massive project.
Absolutely. I think the Bills and our team really focused on trying to respect the strengths that the Ralph had and enhance all of those strengths at the same time, address some of the deficiencies so that it really becomes more of a contemporary experience for fans to enjoy the stadium.
Enjoying the stadium means, in many cases, enjoying concessions and options like that. Can you talk about what you've done with the concession stands and how those have been renovated?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the big changes. You're going to see all new concession equipment. There are going to be more concessions. There's a sports bar in the east end zone that will be open to the concourse that allows people to come in and get warm. There will be a lot more food choices, as well as then with new point-of-sale systems, which is basically your cash registers, you'll be able to utilize credit cards, which will speed up the transaction. So between all of that, it's going to be a much better food and beverage experience for fans.
We're live on the line with Kelly Kearns. He is the senior architect and principal of Populous Incorporated, the company that handled the renovation, the massive renovation project at Ralph Wilson Stadium. Some of the challenges, Kelly, tell me in this new era, maybe the last 15 years or so, the security issues that you have to address that just weren't issues when that stadium was built in 1971 or 73.
Oh, absolutely. You know, people with the screening, and the warning that people have to go to. We also expect someday in the future going through metal detectors, magnetometers. That'll be used more prevalently throughout the NFL. So, you know, it's constantly evolving, but that's where we try to design these entry plazas that allow change to occur and accommodate more people so that it can the process can be evolved as security needs change over the years.
The Bills' last game in the stadium was, I believe, a few days before Christmas last year, and here we are August 21st, and they're going to be ready to open it up in a couple of days. What challenges did that timetable present, in particular the brutal weather that we had in the winter here in Western New York?
Yeah, it was really tough on the contractor and all the construction workers. It was, you know, obviously Buffalo has a tough winter to begin with, but this winter was particularly brutal throughout the country, and you know, it's such a condensed time frame to get as much work done over the between January and August. It really makes it difficult. And in a renovation, there's always surprises. You're going to find things that you didn't expect, and you have to undo certain things before you can put in the new work. So it's much more challenging to do a renovation than it is to do new construction. And we're really pleased to see that it's all coming together at the end. You know, there's still going to be some finishing touches that'll be extended through up until the regular season opener, but it's going to be game ready on Saturday.
Hey, Kelly, we had a listener tweeting a question about, ask if the current renovation is such that it can accommodate a future stadium expansion. Is that at all thought of as you put together this renovation project?
Well, I think there's always ways to improve and expand a stadium, and it's really going to be a very complex process to analyze what's the best thing to do and how you might improve it, and whether it's worth improving over the years. It takes a lot of different factors and people's input to decide what's the best way to manage the building over the course of its life.
Yeah. Kelly, people go to sporting events now and they expect technology at their fingertips, on their phone. Talk about, if you would, how that's incorporated into the new Ralph Wilson Stadium renovation and moving forward. What sort of things are people looking for in the stadiums that Populous designs and builds?
Everybody expects, you know, to be connected, regardless of where they are today, to the internet and to the phone service. And so there's a distributed antenna system that's been installed with a network throughout the stadium that will allow people to connect, depending on, you know, regardless of their phone service, so that they can get on the internet and make phone calls and stay connected, so that when they enter the stadium, they're not cut off from the rest of the world like they have been in the past.
Last thing, Kelly, from your perspective, you know, speaking professionally, is it more fun to design a brand new stadium from scratch, from the ground up, or is there a certain challenge to taking these older buildings, in this case a 41-year-old building, and making it ready to go for another, who knows, 10, 15, 20 years?
Well, I think as an architect, it's undeniably probably more fun and inspiring to do something new with less restrictions. But things like the Ralph and the Arrowhead are really gratifying because you have such a strong fan base and there's such a strong tradition. People love the stadium. You know, they sure there are going to be complaints about it, but there's a lot of love and history there. And so to be able to build on that and transform it into a fresher, newer experience, it's a really strong challenge. But one of the most gratifying things for us is opening day, when you see people come in and, you know, they're taken away and they're just ecstatic and they're enjoying themselves and it, creating new memories. So that makes it very rewarding for us.
That's very well said, Kelly. Thank you very much for your work over the last several years, really, and thank you for coming on the show with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and I hope the people in the region enjoy it.
Thanks. Kelly Kearns is our guest. He is the senior architect and principal of Populous, the architectural firm that handled the massive renovation project at Ralph Wilson Stadium. And you're going to get a chance to see it on Saturday night, the Bills in Tampa Bay, and then again actually next Thursday night when the Bills play Detroit, as the Bills open up the new and improved Ralph Wilson Stadium this Saturday night.